by the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee and Tenderleaf Tea. With the Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus, our guests, Bing Crosby, Harry Barrett, and Al Rinker, the original Rhythm Boys, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and starring Dinah Shore.
Good evening, everybody. Hiya, Pop.
Hiya, Dinah. Happy 4th of July.
Same to you. You know, the freedom that this day represents is something we should all be thankful for. And if you don't mind, I'll just thank my lucky stars right now. How's your love life? Well, thank your lucky stars. Yeah, thank your lucky stars. It's doing fine. Keep your love life sweetest candy bars, and thank your lucky stars like I thank mine. Everybody's living on less and less, but you're okay. You've been success. You've got your love life, and that's the only thing. They won't be rationing. They don't know how. So thank you, lucky stars, right now.
How's your love life?
Well, thank you, lucky stars. Yes, thank you, lucky stars. It's doing fine.
Keep your love life
as sweet as candy bar. And thank your lucky stars, like I thank mine. Everybody's living on less and less, but you're okay. You're such a big success. Oh yes, you've got your love life, and that's the only thing. They won't be rationing. They don't know how. Right now.
Yes, sir, that was Dinah Shore introducing Be Grateful to Your Fortunate Constellations from her very first cinema of similar nomenclature. And very fine, too, Dinah.
Thank you, Bill, but wow, the fancy language.
Well, you see, I could have said that was Dinah Shore singing Thank Your Lucky Stars from her new picture of the same name, but that would have been a cliché.
A cliché?
Yeah, you know, a stereotyped expression. As an example, there's no fool like an old fool.
Oh, Bill, you're just self-conscious.
No, you see, I advocate newer phrasing. Now, for instance, instead of using a cliché like I drive a hard bargain, what would you say?
I drive a convertible.
You do not get the idea.
Oh, yes, I do, Bill. You mean instead of saying it's murder, Jack, I should say it appears to be homicide, Jonathan.
That's right. And instead of saying, hello, Joe, what do you know, I'd say, greetings, Joseph. Are you aware of any recent happenings of importance?
Hiya, kids, what's cooking?
Pops, don't say that. It's a cliché.
What the heck's a cliché?
Well, a cliché is a hackneyed phrase that soon becomes old and trite.
Do you understand that, Pops?
Sure, it's a knock-kneed face that looks like a bowl of tripe.
No, you see, I've made a study of the subject. I can take any cliché and turn it into proper English.
All right, now how about slow and easy?
Oh, sure, that becomes retarded and effortless.
Live and learn?
Well, let's see, that's exist and become educated.
I got one.
What is it, Paul?
Chase and Sanborn. Fool around with that a little bit, son.
Well, all right, Paul. I could say that Chase and Sanborn is delightful and lovely, or that if you drink Chase and Sanborn, there's never a slip twixt the cup and the lip. But instead of that, I'd say that millions upon millions of people prefer Chase and Sanborn coffee. And oddly enough, they prefer it for qualities which cannot be weighed. You can't weigh flavor, you can't weigh freshness, you can't weigh satisfaction. Yet those are the very things that make Chase and Sanborn the superbly fine coffee it is. Right now, with the big swing to iced coffee sweeping across the country, it's more important than ever for you to get that extra flavor. To offset the melting ice, you want as much of it as you can possibly get. So flavor, more flavor, and still more flavor is Chase and Sanborn's order of the day. In fact, we're making the finest, the greatest, the richest blend of our entire history. So make every ration stamp you pay out really do its bit. Ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Back in the days when they were singing with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, Al Rinker, Harry Barris, and Bing Crosby were known as the Rhythm Boys. Later, they went their separate ways and on to fame. Rinker as a radio producer, Barris as the composer of I Surrender, Dear, and other hits, and Crosby as a caddy for Bob Hope. This evening, and for this evening only, they're back together again as the Rhythm Boys. And here they are, Al Rinker,
me,
Harry Barris,
me,
and Bing Crosby.
Who, me?
Well, boys, having you back makes this a mighty big day in my life.
We're glad to be back, Paul. You know, I'll never forget the first time we sang with the Whiteman Band.
Neither will I. We were so nervous and so jerky.
Yeah, we sure got over being nervous, didn't we?
Say, Harry, did Bing wear funny shirts back in those days, too?
Yeah, and he got last with these baggy pants, too.
Mr. Barris, you lie like a rug. My trousers were always straight. It was my knees that were baggy.
Bing, tell me, when did you boys start with the Whiteman Orchestra?
Well, Wilbert was back in 1927. There we were, three white-collar men with nothing to do because the laundry lost our collar. Of course, as singers, we weren't amateurs. We'd already sung in three places, two bathtubs and a shower. So, needing a job, we dropped in at Mr. Whiteman's office and were greeted by his secretary.
How do you do? What can I do for you?
Well, we're Harry, Al, and Bing,
better known as the Rhythm Boys.
Formerly known as Three Chips Off the Old Block, or the Woodman Spare That Trio.
We come to you direct from 6 weeks in the gopher room at Patty's Primrose Pagoda.
Right. I got bad news, fellas. Somebody else beat us to it.
What do you mean?
Look over yonder. There's another trio.
Oh, that's no trio. That's Mr. Whiteman.
Sorry. Can we see Mr. Whiteman, miss?
Oh, Mr. Whiteman is very busy, but you can see his manager, Mr. Badwin. He engages all talent. Oh, Mr. Badwin!
Mr. Badwin. Yes?
Did you want to see me?
These are the Rhythm Boys. They say they're singers.
Oh, so you're singers, huh? Can you sing pretty?
We sure can, beautiful.
Now, listen here. Are you guys any good? What are your names?
Well, I'm Harry Barris. I sing like Bing Crosby.
I'm Al Rinker. I sing like Bing Crosby, too.
Yeah? Well, what about you? You there with the awning on.
I'm Bing Crosby. I sing like Dick Todd.
How about giving us a tryout, Mr. Badman? We can use this piano right over here.
Well, boys,
you're so nice to do this for us, mister. Can we use the piano right over there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to hear?
Well, do you chaps know...
For me. I don't know what...
Do you chaps know it's only a shanty, an old shanty town?
Know it? We live in it.
Maybe you'd like to hear a brand new tune we just wrote. It's
called
When I Was 8 and You Were 9, Together We Were 17.
Smash strong.
Hey, we got another one.
We got another one that's very big for us.
No,
very big.
Really? What is that?
Well, it's called When It's Oyster Picking Time in Okalachicola, I'll Muscle In on You, Mammy Oh My.
Big song for us. Very big.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I know the tune.
What's that?
Mississippi Mud.
What am I thinking?
Which
about?
Little did we suspect at the present moment?
Big song.
You know what it's going to sell? We'll someday sell 8,347,632,745 records and make the Rhythm Boys famous.
Yeah, that's the one with the... in it.
All right, fellas. Before we start, let's loosen up.
Let's loosen up.
I love life and I'm...
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Whiteman, but these are the Rhythm Boys. They're loosening up.
Excuse me. I thought they were falling apart.
Wait until you hear us, Mr. Whiteman. We've got a brand new idea that's a sensation.
What is it?
Well, while Al and I sing, Bing here goes boo 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 boo.
What happens when he sings?
The audience goes boo-boo-boo-boo.
Well, you go right ahead, boys. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that much-loved bit of Americana, the Rhythm Boys, Mississippi Mud.
Here's Mud in Your Eye. What are you boys moaning about?
That Mississippi Mud.
Oh, that's pretty.
When the sun goes down, the tide goes down, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Duddy, it's feet to beach, feet on the Mississippi Mud. It's feet to beach, feet on the Mississippi Mud. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you. They don't need no fans. They take the time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the dogs beat the feet on the Mississippi Mud.
Lordy, how they play it. Boy, they really sway it. Boy, that music thrills me. Boy, it nearly kills me.
When the sun goes down, sweet day now, the dogs gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Duddy, it's spring to beat your feet on the Mississippi Mud. It's spring to beat your feet on the Mississippi Mud. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you.
Whoever heard of a merry man?
No fan. Take your time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the dogs beat the feet on the Mississippi Mud.
Say there, boy, did you say mud?
I said mud, son.
What are you getting at, lad?
I said that really black mud.
You know, speaking of mud and rain always reminds me.
Reminds you of what?
That I left my sugar standing in the rain and my sugar melted away.
His sugar melted away? I said his sugar melted away.
You didn't miss.
Sweeter than the sugar from the sugar cane. Why, I didn't mean to treat her that way.
He didn't mean to treat her that way. Why did you treat that girl that way?
I'm a bad boy.
Do you know, I bet your sweetie thought that you were just the lowest kind of a kind.
Could be, could be.
You never realized she was so refined, did you?
My sugar, huh?
That's right.
Irregardless and respective. I just left my sugar standing in the rain.
And my sugar melted away.
Here's where we get hot.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, hey, Uncle da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Boom.
What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you. They don't need no fans. They take the time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on the cud when the doctor beats the beat, says the doctor beats the beat, says the doctor beats the beat on the Mississippi Mud.
But I left my sugar.
Where'd you leave your sugar?
Standing in the mud.
In the mud?
You know that filly can't run a lick in the mud?
Yeah, but you know, that was before Delmar.
That was before racing.
I'll bet she's plenty muddy now.
Well, as summer gets into stride, this subject becomes more important all the time. It's the subject of iced tea and what kind to use for the utmost in cooling satisfaction. And the verdict goes to Tenderleaf brand, finer tea to start with. After all, it's the substantial foundation of richer flavor that counts in the tussle with melting ice. And it's the flavor of the young top tea leaves you get in Tenderleaf brand tea. Put two and two together. Tenderleaf tea and ice in a tall, frosty glass. This finer blend comes in packages, two convenient sizes, and in improved Tenderleaf tea balls made with tasteless filter paper. Ask your grocer for this blend every time. And if abnormal conditions prevent him from supplying you, ask again. Don't let an opportunity slip. For richer, more flavorful tea, iced or hot, ask for Tenderleaf brand tea or Tenderleaf brand tea balls.
Next week is Gershwin Memorial Week, when concert halls all over the country will echo with the works of George Gershwin, whose music was so closely identified through the years with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. This evening, Bing and Dinah join Pops in a tribute to that great American composer. So it's Bing Crosby, Dinah Shore, the Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus, and Gershwin's Porgy and Bess.
got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, I got no misery. The folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on the door. They're afraid somebody's a gwine rob 'em while they's out making more. What for? I got no lock on the door. That's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor. That's okay with me, 'cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, all are free. I got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. Got my gal, got my love, got my song. Necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so. The thing that your preacher is liable to teach ya.
Well, it ain't necessarily so.
Little Moses was found in a stream.
That's where they dug him. Where they dug him.
Little Moses was found in a stream. He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she says, from that stream.
Wadoo, wadoo,
limp and boodoo,
limp and boodoo,
hoo-wada-wada,
hoo-wada-wada,
canny-wa,
canny-wa.
Jonah, he lived in a whale.
You gotta take what you can get these days.
Jonah, he lived in a whale. He made his home in that fish's abdomen. Jonah, he lived in a whale.
Oh, way back in something B.C.
Man, that's early.
Old Adam and Eve had to flee.
Flee, 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 flee.
Sure they did that deed in that Garden of Eden. But why chastise you and me?
Old Samson from strong, he got weak.
How did he do that?
Made it.
Samson from strong, he got weak. When he got that haircut, Delilah the fair cut. Old Samson from strong, he got weak.
Methuselah lived 900 years.
Man must have been beat, huh?
Methuselah lived 900 years. But who called that living when no one will give him to an old man, what's 900 years? To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven, live clean, don't have no fun.
Oh, I text that fable whenever I'm able, but with a grain of salt. Solomon had 600 wives.
He was much married.
He got around.
Solomon had 600 wives. He's known for his wisdom,
but I say he is dumb.
Who takes himself 600 wives?
I'm preaching this sermon to show it ain't Nessa,
ain't Nessa,
ain't Nessa,
ain't Nessa,
ain't necessarily so.
Thank you.
one of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. And then you'll spread your wings.
Next Sunday, when Dinah, Paul, and all of us will be here, and our special guest will be Bob Burns. Meanwhile, when it's coffee you're buying, ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. When it's tea, Tenderleaf brand tea. Chase and Sanborn coffee, Tenderleaf tea, two favorites for days like these. Ask your grocer from both. This is Bill Goodwin saying goodnight from Hollywood's Radio City. Night.